Standing down on Main Street across the Mississippi.
Well, welcome to another Red River Radio Spotlight. Joining me today via phone is Brian Lake, who is the executive director of the Piney Woods Fine Arts Association. And, of course, the Fine Arts Association has a rather extended series that runs throughout their season. And, Brian, first of all, welcome. Thanks for joining me on the radio today. And why don't you talk about what you've got coming up?
Sure. We're starting season 23 with Robert Earl Keene this Friday night. At the Crockett Civic Center. The box office opens at 6:30, shows at 7:30, and we still have lots of good seats on sale.
Okay, and Robert Earl Keene, just for those of us who might not be familiar with him, I know a lot of Texas people are.
Yeah, he's a Texas boy. He's an A&M graduate. Him and Lyle Lovett were good buddies, and they still play together quite frequently. Robert Earl was named the best live act of 2013 by the Lone Star Hall of Fame this past year. So he does a good show and has a huge following. We're looking forward to it.
Sounds like a good way to start the season.
Yeah. And tickets start at only $32. Hey, can I tell you some more things?
Absolutely. I want to hear about it.
Okay, great. We're starting this polka thing. It's a polka fest with Brave Combo, five-time Grammy winners. We have our school time series. I won't get into that. Godspell, the Broadway musical directly from Broadway, plays here in Austin.
Okay.
The Neil McCoy Christmas show. St. Petersburg Quartet, from the producers of Dancing with the Stars and Ball, So You Think You Can Dance in American Idol, Ballroom with a Twist, which is some of the dancers and singers from that show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, should be a big sell.
All right.
And we end the season with Grits and Glamour featuring Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan on the same bill on the same night.
Okay.
So it's pretty diverse, you know, and it's going to do well, I do believe.
Yeah, and the St. Petersburg Quartet, that's going to be a Valentine's Day concert, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. What's interesting to me is you got the St. Petersburg Quartet on the same series that you also have Sinbad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you come up with a series there?
Well, you know, we try to make it diverse. We try to make it educational and entertaining. I think it's our mission as an art council is to expose people to different kinds of entertainment, different culture, and sometimes it's a bit of a stretch, but I think we've accomplished that goal this year for certain.
Well, it sounds like a great season. If people want to get tickets, what should they do?
They can get those on our website at www.pwfaa.org. They can actually pick their seat out on the website.
Right.
Or they can call our office from 901-936-544-4276. Robert Earl Keene's this Friday, though, and tickets are going fast, but there are lots of good seats still.
Right, and if you get confused as to what those letters are in the website, PWFAA, just think Piney Woods Fine Arts Association,
and
then you'll get the initials right from that, and then get right to the website.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, thank you so much. It sounds like a great way to start your season, and I hope you have a great season out there.
I really appreciate Red River. I'm always listening.
Well, we'll be talking about your performances as they come up.
Well, I mean, I'm listening to you for the great music you play and the good programming.
Well, thanks so much, Brian. You take care.
Thanks. Bye, Kermit.
All right. Bye-bye. I've been speaking with Brian Lake, who is the executive director of the Piney Woods Fine Arts Association. Robert Earl Keene's performance this Friday evening. More information is available, as Brian mentioned, at pwfaa.org. And if you are with an organization and you have an event coming up and you'd like to be featured on a future Red River Radio Spotlight, be sure and get in touch with us. Our number is 800-552-8502. Or you can always visit our website for more information at redriverradio.org. I'm Kermit Bowling. Be sure to listen for future Red River Radio Spotlights here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.
My favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song. When they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. Dan and Margarita were swaying side by side. I heard they were divorcing, but I guess they let it slide. And I wished I had some money with which to buy a round. I wished to cash my paycheck before I came to town. But I reached into my pocket, found 3 20s and a 10.